enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
On Radio Now. Now, if you're listening to us in Indianapolis, Indiana, on Radio Now 100.9, woo, what a morning it has been. We've all struggled to get in here today. We're freezing cold, obviously cold temperatures. I think right now it feels like -1, I just saw, but it's like 13 or 14, so
yeah,
it's much
like
13 warmer.
13 or 14 degrees, but it's just that morning, and if you don't have a garage, you're just like, no, you gotta scrape your car, you gotta, you know, chip at the ice, you're freezing.
But
rude awakening.
We got everybody here, though, and I know it's very cool in Houston this morning. I checked, I think it's like upper 30s or just low 40s, which is very, very cool this time of year. So glad you're here either way, whether you're in Indy or in Houston. And I'm glad everybody else is in the room today. Let's say good morning to Mackenzie.
Hey, good morning.
So, speaking of struggle bus, how was your day so far?
I was literally almost just gave up on life, and I'm like, I'm just going to go back to bed and start over. It was like one of those do-over mornings. So my car, so I'm not used to, I usually have a garage, so I have storage stuff in my garage right now. So I go down and my car is just thick. I need to get a self-starter, which we've discussed, for my vehicle. So I didn't realize, you know, I'm trying to get it going, it's not starting. It's like my car is not starting. So I panic. Call an Uber, which is very early. Then I'm scraping while I'm waiting for my Uber, and I bust off apparently my windshield wiper, which isn't helping my car defrost.
Got so angry. Ah!
Then my nice Uber driver arrives, and I'm clear, like tears, like I'm so like I'm starting to like cry.
And they're freezing instantly on her face.
And he helped me get my car going. So it's so then my car gets going. The windshield wiper though is like, like scratching. I'm scared my windshield.
Oh, the glass part?
It's just a whole
scene. Did it keep on going while you were driving? Like the metal part up and down on your windshield?
Is that bad?
Oh my God, you probably scratched your windshield. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like really. Like, was it on your driver's side or passenger side?
What do you mean?
Was it in front of you where it's going, or is it the passenger side?
Passenger side.
Okay, well, it's going to look like crap. Because that metal could possibly scratch the glass. If that ever happens, like if a thing does break off, like let's say you're even in rain or anything, just pull the windshield up. Like the thing can come back. I'll show you this after the show.
Okay.
Oh, that sucks. We'll check.
Oh, I hope I didn't jack it up.
I don't know. Don't freak out about it. I thought you just meant that part broke off. I didn't realize your whole ride-in was like...
Yeah. No, I've had a morning. Like, it has been absolutely terrible. Like, I almost gave up. But anyway, I made it in, and I'm alive. And I want to give shout-outs to people, to the road, you know, all the people that have made the roads clear, because the highways here in Indianapolis were awesome. So, great job. Great work on the roads.
Yeah! There you go, road crew!
Yeah.
All right, Liv the Web Girl, how you doing today?
I'm good. My morning has not been as traumatic as Mackenzie's. That is awful. I almost did slip like going into my car. So a lot of the neighborhoods are really still pretty icy. So just like prepare for that, because I was just assuming that the roads were going to be fine because they knew that there was going to be this storm since like early morning yesterday. So I thought everything was going to be prepared, but the roads are still very, very icy in some of the neighborhoods. So just really prepare for that. And I fell asleep last night too at like 8:30. So I feel actually very refreshed because
good.
I got so much sleep. I haven't fallen asleep that early in months.
You need to start getting some regular sleep. That'll make a difference for you.
I know, because I normally average around 5 hours of sleep a night, sometimes a little less than that, sometimes a little more than that. So I think I need to actually start like actually caring about my
good
sleep.
And we don't want to say anything. We're like, why is she napping at work? Like, that's can't nap during the show.
I need to get back on the sleep schedule as well.
All right, communal sleep pattern after 10. Yes. Chops, what do you got going on today? Or whoops, sorry. See, I'm so sleepy that I'm asking what's going on after the show. All right, bye.
We're out of here.
We're like, where are we? What day is it?
I don't know. What's going on, Chops?
Oh, nothing. The highlight of my day yesterday was probably having a Little Caesars for dinner.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, they got something new, two new things. I don't know if you knew this. Well, somewhat new. They have a thin crust pizza.
I saw that, yep.
And they got this pretzel crust pizza. Ugh.
I had the pretzel crust pizza like months ago.
Okay.
And I...
You didn't like it, did you?
I liked a lot of cheese. Yeah. I talked about it. It was like my what I'm into like months ago.
Oh, I didn't remember that. Sorry, I never listened to anybody. What?
I liked it, but my significant other at the time did not. So, you know, that was the last time we had it.
Nacho cheese should not be on a pizza.
I was cool with it. I like cheese. All cheese, any kinds of cheese.
Liv, you can't even have cheese. You can't have nacho cheese, right? Cheddar cheese.
I can't have
veggies shouldn't be on a pizza. How about that?
Was this the first time, Chops, that you ate? Because yesterday, Chops was getting a headache because he hadn't eaten in almost 24 hours.
My boyfriend made brats and hot dogs and macaroni and cheese for lunch.
Oh, wow. I feel like
I'm a kid all over again. Jelly. Oh,
yeah. And then for dinner, was that. And it was really good. So that was the highlight of my day, was Little Caesars.
Wow.
$5, nice. Hot and ready.
Yeah, baby.
And you and your boyfriend are really salvaging these last days you guys have together because...
Oh, I know.
He starts working Monday, and so no longer will he be Porkchop's hostage boy.
he'll have hostage release.
You have to share him with the rest of the world.
Please, let me out. I just want to see the sunlight. I'm so pale. All right, well, hey, we're so glad that you are here listening to us. Intern Chloe Money's in the house, too. We got our technical producer Lenny Bree in Houston handling things this morning. And of course, you can be part of the show anytime. 833-563-2539. You can call in. Follow the show, and you can find everybody on there too. We have it linked up in our bio. It's Twitter and Instagram, Joe and Mackenzie. And for Facebook, we have two that we use. We don't have our own, but for Houston, it's Radio Now Houston. And in Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. I actually put a little funny little meme up for if you're in Indy, you can see that this morning about how the drive in to work was. Mackenzie, have you had a chance to work on the tea? Are we doing a tea today?
Yes, we are definitely going to do a tea, and it's a good one, too. What Kylie Jenner got for her little niece dream for her third birthday. I'm so jealous. And is Anna Faris engaged?
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
All right, it is tea time, and we're starting off with some sad news. Another miscarriage for Alec Baldwin and his beautiful wife, Ilaria. They have suffered a miscarriage, and they took to Instagram a beautiful video Ilaria made with her daughter, Carmen, and they're kind of whispering but talking about how they lost the baby.
Losing the baby. How long is it going to be?
For what?
For the baby coming.
I don't know. I'm going to try really hard.
It's going to be 15 months. That'll be like... 1.5 years.
That's pretty close. Pretty good. Thank you for saying that you're sorry. Mommy's sad.
Aw, that was just so intimate and real. I started crying when I watched that. So they lost the baby at 4 months into her pregnancy. She goes on to say that they're so lucky to have four healthy babies. She'll never lose sight of that. And this is actually the second miscarriage that Ilaria has suffered this year. She lost another baby back in April. So, of course, sending all our thoughts and prayers their way.
That's so sad.
Really, really tough to deal with. Picking things up, though, with Kylie Jenner. Not only is she an amazing mommy, she's an amazing auntie for Dream's third birthday. She got her a helicopter ride. Keep in mind, it's her third birthday.
You're not even going to remember the helicopter ride.
Isn't that so amazing? They like rode all around LA. They saw the legendary Hollywood sign, and it was like definitely a vibe, a feeling. And I just want to be related to the Kardashians because they give the best prezzies, right?
God, a three-year-old.
Happy belated birthday to Dream. Is Anna Faris engaged? A paparazzi caught up with her.
Hi, Anna. How are you guys?
Oh, wonderful.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you guys ready for the big day?
No.
Not yet. Come on. I'm sure you are.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
This is very awkward.
So we're like, it's still kind of in the air, but we think it is confirmed. Okay, so his name is Michael Barrett. He's a cinematographer, and she has been seen with a big old ring on her finger, the bling you can't really hide. So we're going to say, yes, she is engaged. And of course, her ex, Chris Pratt, who I absolutely love, has already often married Katherine Schwarzenegger, so he's clearly moved on.
Yeah, you can't wait anymore. If the person's booed up, you got to move on.
Exactly. So if it is true, we are 99% sure it is. Congrats to Anna Faris. She's so awesome. And Scooby-Doo, there's going to be a new movie, and there's lots of big names attached to this one.
Yikes!
The voices of Zac Efron, Gina Rodriguez, Amanda Seyfried, the list goes on and on. Tracy Morgan, Mark Wahlberg. So they're redoing Scooby-Doo, which I think is fun. I feel like sometimes they just run out of new creative things and they just kind of remake all the cool stuff from when we were kids.
This might be one of those examples, but I guess I'm interested to see what it is.
Yeah, it's going to be animated. It's going to feature Scooby-Doo as a puppy. Ooh. So it's kind of going back in the day. Oh, that's pretty good.
Thank you. I just had to burp.
It's called Scoob! Exclamation point, and Scoob will be released in theaters May 15th.
All right, Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. All right, coming up here on Joe and Mackenzie, I want you to think about this. Something you're good at, if you could get a degree in it, like something you're really passionate about. It doesn't have to be like, well, I work in radio, I want to get a radio degree, but it's anything you're good at in life. Like if Porkchop thought he was the best Uber driver, maybe he'd get a driving degree. Something like that. I want you to think about it because there's now a new degree, if you're into weed, you might want.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you about that in less than 10 minutes. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Yeah, good morning. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. If you could get a degree in anything, what would it be? Because this is kind of interesting. You can now get a master's in a medical marijuana in Maryland. The University of Maryland, Baltimore is now offering a master's in medical cannabis. It's the first in the country, if you're wondering, like, does anywhere else have this? Nope, first one. The degree is stretched over 2 years and conducted almost exclusively online. The students take 4 required courses, including one of the history of medical weed and culture and 2 basic science classes. Then, as a student, you choose between a number of different electives. There are 150 students in the class. They had over 500 kids apply that wanted to be in the class.
This is so wild, especially Maryland. Like, I would think it would be California.
Colorado.
I just live Portland, Oregon. So
is
this
it
is
even
cool, though.
Legal in Maryland?
I don't know.
It's random.
Yeah, I don't think it is yet.
I guess the biggest, when I was on the West Coast, it just cracked me up because, you know, like, we have pizza dancing signs. Like, guys dance in the corner with pizza signs. Like, hey, they dance, like, with marijuana signs out there. Like,
really?
Come in this shop. Get some edibles.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm Paul the Pot Leaf. Come on in.
So when you're from, you know, not there, it's just really funny. But it's just the norm, yeah.
All right, now, let's just say maybe it is something you all want to pursue. But what is something you'd like to get a degree in? Something you're like, you are just love doing all the time with your free time and you're really interested in, you're like, I want a master's in this.
I know exactly what I would do.
What?
I would either do ASMR.
Oh, I can't stand that stuff.
You know those satisfying videos where people cut soap?
What?
You know the soap cutting
I know what
videos?
You're talking about, but I don't like either one of those.
Wait, I need to delve into this. What?
YouTube this right now. She's talking about it.
Soap cutting video.
Yes, yeah, just go on YouTube. It's not gross.
Like, there are entire Instagram accounts just for, Chloe knows what I'm talking about, this soap cutting. So people will, like, put tiny little squares into just a bar of soap and just cut it, and it is the most satisfying thing to watch.
This is insane. I just pulled it up on YouTube, soap cutting, and it's incredible. There's like a million videos.
It is the most satisfying thing I've ever watched
Have
my
you
entire
done it?
Life. I've never done it before, ever.
Guess what we're getting her for Christmas?
Soap in a blade.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like this would be very therapeutic, because my little girl Lulu loves slime, and there's a million videos of just people, you just see their hands, and there's different like textures of slime, and they're just glopping slime, and there's like a million videos of just playing.
People
like,
are weird what they're into.
It's the same sort of thing, and then people will even do like ASMR, and people will even take a mic, like a little baby mic, and dip it into like foam or slime, and it makes the most like satisfying sound.
It just like, literally says soap cutting ASMR, relaxing sound.
Yeah. I would major in that.
It smells like Irish Springs because it's Irish Springs.
It's so relaxing.
Okay, Mackenzie.
Yeah.
What would you get a master's in?
I would get a master's in kissing.
What? Wait, are you saying like a kiss on the cheek, like tongue making out, French kiss? What do you mean?
Yeah, I just love kissing. I'm like a makeout bandit.
Really? I can't stand making out. My poor wife.
What? You hate kissing?
Mouths are just gross.
Oh, what?
Wake up in the morning, tell me what your mouth smells like. It's funky.
You don't like lips and kissing, and it's like so
intimate. I like when lips do things to me, but I don't like kissing.
When's the last time you just gave your wife, and not like a peck like your family members, like an intimate, like, hey, baby kiss?
Probably
like
the last time we hooked up.
Okay, like, recently?
What, you want to hop in my bed and find out?
No, I wanted to keep it PG. I was just like, a kiss. Like, you should go
home
today.
Oh, I kissed her last night before I went to bed, but I wasn't like,
It's hard because Liv and I, when we were trying to apply your makeup when you lost Dare Dice, and we did your last week, which we're going to do coming up again, but it was hard to find your lips because you have a beard and like a mustache.
All you got to do is just do this.
I had
pull it back.
This like nice lip kit, like bright colored lipstick, like stain, and we were like, we can't even do it because we can't even find your lips in there.
Because there's so much hair.
Well, okay, maybe I did that as a defense mechanism. For me, if I was to get like a master's in something, I would say like Netflixing, like just sitting there and binging shows. I could even switch it over to Hulu. I can do that. I'm really, really good at that. I think that's something I would go for. Chaz, what about you? You're a man of many skills. Is there something you would get like an honorary master's in that you just love to do?
I would get a master's. I feel like Mackenzie kind of took mine. I was going to say like kissing too, but yeah, maybe like dating guys, right? Yeah.
You don't have any other interests?
Grinding. Masters in grinding. That's what you would
get. Yeah, you could do Grindr or,
dating apps in general because you're good.
Yeah, I'm the master of sliding into DMs.
Oh, you could get a master's in like cheap cooking.
Good point.
That
Liv.
Would be good.
You could totally
like
do
that.
Yeah.
All right.
You
got
to be more creative here. You can't just piggyback off of Mackenzie's.
Good luck with that pork chop. Grinding. All right. Coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News. And this one involves actually a lot of food and this. Oh, hey.
I think we're done.
I think we landed.
Yeah, what is she talking about? Made national news yesterday with all that crazy weather we had. We'll explain it and get into everything else with Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Snow canceled nearly 1,200 flights in Chicago on Monday and more than 1,500 nationwide. A plane tried to land yesterday at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, slid off the runway. Now, it was snowing and the conditions were icy at the time. Thankfully, none of the crew or passengers on board was hurt, but I sometimes do this when I land. I record video of the landing on my phone. I don't know why. I just feel like it'll be my last moment. Do you ever do that? You just bust out your phone?
No, and I fly all the time. That's interesting. You do that in Chicago, though. Notorious, because the weather's always super dicey.
Well, I'm glad this person was rolling video because this is what happened as their plane slid off the runway. Yes, they did. They were okay, but the plane landed, kind of went sideways, but a great pilot there. It didn't flip over, and as I mentioned, everybody a little shaken up, but okay.
That's really scary, though.
Whew. Okay, the rest of my stories today, I didn't plan it this way. They're about food. So sit back and try not to get too hungry. Let's go to Minnesota. And Arby's took some heat after posting a sign on their entrance which told parents they'd be asked to leave if their little ones misbehave. This is what the sign said. Only well-behaved kids can keep their food on their trays and their bottoms on the seats are welcome. If you can't do this, you will be asked to leave. One mom said she was worried her two-year-old would violate those strict terms of service but decided to eat there anyways. While dining, an Arby's employee, I guess, cursed in front of the family, which she's like, wait a minute, that kind of doesn't make a lot of sense. You want good kids, but you're going to be cussing up a storm over here. Many praise their franchise, though, for standing up to parents, they say, who failed to discipline their kids.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. I agree. I don't want little kids running around, like, out of control, but you have to understand, kids will scream and make noise. I think there's a difference. Like when you see a parent just like, it's like, is that your kid just running around like knocking everything over? And you're just like,
but a 2 or 3 year old is crazy. I mean, I feel bad because I have like, I remember when Lulu, I think it's terrible threes actually, not terrible twos, but I have a lot of friends and it's hard to even, like you just go through a period, you don't go out. You do not go out to restaurants because you cannot sit down and relax. But I also know if, I mean, not to be judgy, but like this is Arby's. It's not like it's like a, people are paying like $50, $100 a plate to sit down. This is like a fast food place.
Yeah, but you still shouldn't have your kid running around knocking stuff over. Like if your kid is like being loud, of course kids are not quiet, like obedient, like yes mommy, yes puppy, but if they're like knocking everything over, I would say it's reasonable, like hey, can you calm your little kid down, get that monkey backpack on him with the strap so they can't go anywhere.
Yeah, like parents obviously should ring in their kids.
All right, so that's not gross, it's just something that's got people upset. This is a little gross. I've had it a few times and I love it and I don't even want to think about what happens in the kitchen, but a Popeye's employee in Fairfax, Virginia was caught making their chicken sandwiches on top of a trash can.
Okay, I'm a germaphobe one. That is disgusting.
Customer noticed the employee behind the counter putting together as many sandwiches as possible. The problem was she was using a tray that was resting over the top of an opened trash can.
That is, like, so foul. And I have worked in a restaurant. Like, what level do you have to sink to do that? There's like a million other options.
Well, hold
or
on.
Ways.
There's a good explanation for this. Apparently, there was not enough counter space and there was too much demand for the sandwich. The owner says he immediately ordered another table, which is in the store now. It's your fault for wanting the chicken sandwich. They couldn't keep up.
See, here's the thing. This is what she needed to do. All those people who were waiting in line in the drive-thru for like an hour who were probably so mad, she should have been like, hey, the only option right now to get you your sandwich is me making it over an open trash can. Are you cool with that? And then they probably be like, oh, no, sorry. Like, we'll wait a little bit longer. We'll be more patient.
Did this Popeyes not get the health inspection smackdown? Are they still open?
I'm sure they're going to get in trouble now. But, I mean, listen, I worked in fast food for, well, one place for 4 hours, the other one for about 3 months till I got fired. And my limited experience tells me that a lot of stuff goes on you probably don't want to know about. Just eat the food, pretend it's all perfect.
No, do not eat the food. That is so, your body is a temple. People are just putting trash in their body, and this is disgusting. Like, people would, they're so hungry for Popeyes that they'd eat it even if it was made over a trash can.
It wasn't made in the garbage, it was on top of it.
That's so gross.
I mean, I don't think I explained the story properly. And final food story today, just the way the cards kind of fell. A woman in Alabama has lost more than 90 pounds without giving up her McDonald's. The 26-year-old woman would constantly eat a 20-piece McNugget and the large French fries from McDonald's. She tried the 16-8 diet. Does anybody know what that is? The 16-8 diet? It's where you fast or you don't, kind of like what pork chop does. You don't eat for 16 hours. Ooh. Then you have an 8-hour window where you can eat.
That's like intermittent fasting?
Yep, correct? Exactly. Yep, 16 hours
and
you don't eat.
You're doing that, Joe, right?
Kind of, yeah. I kind of am, even though I had a couple of Laffy Taffys this morning, which are not good for sugar or for the whole 16-8 thing. But yeah, that's what I do. Because the one thing I have found after a couple of weeks of doing that, you're hungry at first. I'm actually pretty full. I get fuller faster because my stomach seems to be smaller, but I'm really not that hungry throughout the day as long as I have some coffee and plenty of water. Well, yeah, it involves only eating an 8-hour window and then fasting the other 16 hours of the day. A major change she made was dropping from a 20-piece to a 6-piece nugget meal, but after 9 months, she's dropped nearly 98 pounds. She says she's going to keep on losing more. So, you know what? That's awesome. I mean, I don't know if she's been exercising or not, because you got to definitely eat right and exercise, but it's kind of cool. She's cutting back on her calories and doing that, and it seems to be working for her.
I really like to see her get some like fruits and vegetables and water in her diet.
Yeah, but
like
if you had the Diet Coke, though, the Diet Coke at McDonald's is incredible. All right, didn't mean to make it so food heavy, but that is Joe's Need to Know News. Coming up next, we got Song of the Day, and it's all about the one named artist or bands. We'll explain it after Sam Smith and Normani. Song of the Day, it's Song of the Day. Gonna make you happy with that Song of the Day. We got that Song of the Day. Yeah! All right, still working on the intro song. It'll get there eventually. I haven't figured out the exact melody. Hey, good morning. We are Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. That includes myself, Joe, Mackenzie. We also got Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe Money, Lenny Breer, our technical producer in Houston, and you. Song of the day. We have a category, once again, often suggested by you, or a theme, and then we try to pick out the best song. Your votes decide which one gets played. Today, we're going with one named artist or bands, and Mackenzie, you're up first.
Yeah, we thought this would be such a cool subject because it's like Cher, Madonna. If you go by one name, you had to select someone. So I chose a man who goes by just one name, and I just love this song. Actually, both the artists on this both go by first name, so double whammy here. I chose Eminem with Rihanna, Love the Way You Lie.
Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's all right, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
Ooh,
it's
okay.
So good, so please vote for it. That video was so hot, too, with Megan Fox. Really intense.
Pork Chappy, what do you got today, man? It is one name, artists, or bands.
Let's see. My song takes me back to when I was in just starting college and when I was driving, delivering pizzas for Papa John's. And it's also a one-name artist, Rihanna.
Okay. Was everybody going with Rihanna today?
No. I mean, she went with Eminem. I went with Rihanna. I picked Umbrella. That's the only Rihanna song I like.
Yeah, that's the only part of the Rihanna song that I do like.
You don't like Rude Boy? You don't like any other Rihanna songs?
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. Myself, Joe, I went with a dope song. And this artist, actually, it was hard to pick a song by them because I believe several songs have already won Song of the Day for different categories. I'm talking about Nelly and a little bit of I want Nelly to come back with new music. I really do. I mean, we had Cruz with Florida Georgia Line. What, are you smirking at me? Are you laughing at that statement?
I couldn't imagine him coming back with new music now.
Oh, I want him to. I didn't say he would. I would love some Nelly in my life. I had a bandage on my head the other day in honor of Nelly. Actually,
I was going to say.
I actually cut myself.
Did you take your Band-Aid off?
I did. Aww. How's it look?
Aw, not bad.
Yeah, I cut my head pretty bad shaving.
Ouch.
I feel your pain, ladies, when you shave your legs. Liv the Web Girl, who hasn't shaved her legs in months. What do you have today for Song of the Day?
I picked an iconic person when we're talking one name. The one name I instantly think of, and that is Beyonce, and one of my favorite songs by Beyonce, and that is Halo.
Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by you.
Okay, we've played all the songs. Now you need to vote. 52140, text the word. You can choose Mackenzie with Eminem and Rihanna, Love the Way You Lie. We also have Rihanna with Umbrella. I had Nelly EI. Liv had Halo by Beyonce. So tons of options. The category, best one-named artist or band. Get to text and you get one vote. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We'll get the winner after Post Malone. You guys gonna compose yourself? You gonna be okay? Trying to do a professional broadcast here, guys. We've never been nominated for anything, but darn it, I want to be next year.
I needed that laugh.
Okay. Hey, good morning. It is Joe and Mackenzie. We're doing Song of the Day. The results are now coming in. We'll check in with Porkchop in just 1 second. I want to give you a recap of the category today. It was songs by one named band or artist, and they were as follows. Mackenzie, she went with a song by Eminem called Love the Way You Lie.
That's all right, because I love the way you lie.
Then we had producer Porkchop, who went with that voice you just heard, Rihanna and Jay-Z, Umbrella.
You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella.
Ella, Ella, A. Myself, Joe, I went with a big winner several times here. Not for this song, but songs on Song of the Day. And I went with Nelly with E.I. I hope that wins today. And Liv the Web Girl went with Beyonce, Halo.
Baby, I can see your halo.
Okay, those were your songs. Believe the calculation's done. Pork Chop switching headphones to his official radio headphones from his calculation headphones.
Pork Chop's hair looks so sharp today. I'm obsessed.
Thank you. My boyfriend cut it.
Looks so good.
And then I styled it. With 8% of the vote. 8%'s not much.
Is that the lowest, or what's the lowest, 3%?
No, 3% last week by Pork Chop.
Oh, yeah, you missed it. I think you missed it, Mackenzie. Pork Chop had 3%. It's the record low.
I picked for theme songs was Family Guy.
Oh.
So you'll never, ever feel that bad about losing again.
Thank you. Okay.
3%. Okay, sorry.
But who's bad enough to get 8%? Rihanna Umbrella.
Oh!
And in Indy, we had a lot of rain, like yesterday, and snow.
Oh, so. No! We suck again!
I thought it was very weatherly appropriate, but I guess not.
Yeah, I guess your forecast is wrong.
You probably got that little of votes because you said that's the only song you like by Rihanna.
So that should help it.
That's my. I was shocked.
Yeah, there's like Cheers to the Weekend would have been a good one, even though it's only a Tuesday.
Right. With 21% of the vote, in third place, Live the Web Girl.
Oh.
Love me some Halo.
No, but nobody wants to hear Halo this early in the morning.
I love Halo.
I love it.
In such a good mood. I listen to it every time I work out.
When people are in their cars driving to jobs that they probably hate, just like we do every morning, they want to be like, yeah!
But Halo is one of those songs where you sing and you feel like you have an amazing voice, even if you maybe don't, but
Halo
you
would
belt
put
it out.
Halo would put me back to bed like I want to go back to sleep. Not that I don't love it.
I mean, I want to go back to sleep every day.
I know, I've heard.
Coming in second place with 26% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
What?
Mackenzie's the winner for the second day in a row.
This never happens to
me. Hold on. How many votes did she get?
43% of the vote, a huge percent.
I am like waving my windshield wiper
that
I busted
off. Put it down. This is dangerous.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Wow.
This makes my morning because I had a rough go this morning. So, thank you for voting.
I cannot believe the Nelly card didn't work.
But this is a beautiful song. Eminem and Rihanna, Love the Way You Lie.
Okay, well.
Thank you for your votes.
I'm going to go to the bathroom while this
time.
Plays. It's so beautiful to me. So congratulations, Mackenzie.
Oh, mean.
2 days in a row, Song of the Day winner. Hey, that's your big winner today. Mackenzie went with Love the Way You Lie by Eminem and Rihanna.
Yes, isn't that so good? That song gets me in my soul.
Hey, by the way, I need to give a shout out this morning. We love it, by the way. Sometimes we're slow on the DM upkeep, but if you DM us and send us anything, we see those messages and we appreciate that you connect with us. So big shout out to Avery and Sienna this morning. They are listening to Joe and Mackenzie and they say they love Song of the Day. So
oh,
we appreciate
we
that.
We love you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us.
All right, cool. So Song of the Day tomorrow. I don't know the category yet.
Hey, side note, with that win, Mackenzie is only 3 wins behind Liv.
Thank you for voting for me because I'm always the underdog. I always lose. It is insane that I've actually won, not just once, but 2 times in a row.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Insane might be the word some would say behind the scenes here. Some might say questionable.
I think.
Liv and I might have had a powwow yesterday discussing how are these wins accruing.
I think the universe is giving me a love wink, so I appreciate that.
All right. Well, hey, speaking of universal stuff, and if you believe in manifesting, check this out. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. And if you need a favor, they say just do this one trick, and it's not guaranteed, but they say it will scientifically, or at least according to research, increase your chances of getting a yes. Because how often do you want to ask somebody for something and you're so afraid they're going to say no and you just wish there was a way to almost manipulate them or guilt them, quid pro quo them, whatever the word might be?
I feel like the best thing to do when you ask someone is the worst thing they can say is no. So you think of the worst case scenario and then go for it.
How would you do it? Because I'll explain what they say to do. But like, if you needed a favor out of me, go ahead and hypothetically ask something.
Well, what's the fave? Like, give me an example. There's degrees of favors. If it's like, hey, you know, hey,
well,
Joe,
can I borrow?
Can I have a piece of gum? A fave? That's one. Or if I'm like, hey, can you help move all day on Saturday?
Let's say moving. Ask me like if you needed me to help you move, because I might have to ask you guys to do that soon. So, like, how would you ask me to help you move this weekend?
Joe, you've been doing amazing at your workouts and your diet, and I really need to borrow your big muscles because I need help with my stuff, and I only trust you. So, could you help me move on Saturday, please? And I will pay you richly in all the decadent food you love and money and whatever else you need.
I was going to say no right off the bat, but you did try to bribe me. That's not what I found here, a way to get a yes, more likely, but I think that's decent. Now, here's where you could try to switch it up a little bit according to this actual research they did. This is a study in France. They tested this idea out, and it says right after you ask for the favor, give that person the option of declining by saying something like, it's fine if you can't, or maybe you could say, I understand if you don't want to. Just clearly give them the option to say no. They say that works because it puts that person at ease. It makes them feel like nothing's being forced on them. So they also feel better about saying yes because they chose to. So Mackenzie, give me the option of saying no, and let's try that again. You want me to help you move this weekend, and okay. I don't think I'm gonna, but maybe you can convince me.
So Joe, I really need a big, strong man with muscles of your kind to help me with my furniture. I don't trust anyone because I know you are meticulous. So please, please, Saturday. But if you don't feel like you want to help me out, I understand.
Well, I mean, I do have big, strong muscles, and. I mean, you are a friend, but okay, I'll help you out.
See, I don't know, though, because I feel like, if you can't, no worries, I understand. Then that gives you an easier out to say
no. You think it'd just be like, oh, well, you said you gave me the option? Okay. Yeah. The study in France tested it out by having someone walk around a mall and ask people for change to pay their bus fare. They're like, hey, can I have $5 for my bus fare? When they tacked it on the end of the thing and said, hey, can I borrow $5 for to get on, like, you know, on the bus? I mean, if not, it's okay. I understand. They say that the person got twice as much money. People were twice as likely to give when they threw the option on the end of it.
Really?
Which
See,
is
I've
insane.
I've been duped before at a gas station. This woman was like, I just need gas. And she had this whole story. And I, like, helped fill her up. And then basically she was doing that to everybody. I got totally duped. Like, I thought she's like, I need to go pick up my kid, da, 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 da. And I felt as a mom terrible. And I was like, oh my goodness, yes, I've been in that situation. Like, her cards wouldn't work. And then, no, she was just collecting money from everyone.
Wow, she's so smooth.
I got scammed.
I would love if anybody's listening actually tries this out and lets us know if it works or not. I think I'm going to try it out with our boss. I don't know what I'm going to ask them, but I'm going to give them that out and see if it works.
I also find when you say, is it cool if... Because people want to be
cool
and, like, just laid back.
I do. I want to be cool.
But some people will be like, no, not cool. It tends to work for me.
All right. Well, there you go. A little tip of the day here on Joe and Mackenzie. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, Lamar Odom is engaged, but does he still love Chloe? And why Brigitte Nielsen slapped Madonna across the face?
Take that, Madonna.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, yes, it is tea time. Kicking things off with Dancing with the Stars. Joe, it's happened. Spicy has gone home. Sean Spicer kicked off Dancing with the Stars last night.
Any words for Lindsay?
I miss you. I wish I could have done better. Thank you for everything you did. Thanks to everyone who supported me. Thanks to my family for everything they did. I've loved being on this show. Thank you for making me part of it. God bless you all. Happy Veterans Day.
Man, he lasted longer than a lot of us thought he would. So he's exiting. He had a lot of low scores from the judges, but he got so much love from the viewers that kept him on the show.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, so still in the running, The Bachelorette, Salam, Hannah B., country music star Lauren Elena, who I'm rooting for because I love her. I've met her many times. James Vanderbeek, Ally Brooke, and Kel Mitchell. So we'll keep you posted on that. Well, Lamar Odom is engaged to girlfriend Sabrina Parr. But of course, the question is, does he still love Chloe?
Yeah, I still got a lot of love for her.
Was she the love of your life?
Yeah.
Would you or could you have stayed with her?
Yeah, but you know, when you're an addict and you're fighting those demons, you can't even really, you're not loving yourself. So you can't even spread the love to someone that's loving you as much as she loved me.
Well, I think that kind of speaks for itself. Chloe was love of his life, but he messed it up. Now he's engaged to this chick, Sabrina, after just dating for 3 months. So this
Wait, the teenage
me of
witch?
Someone else in the room.
Yeah,
that might
he
get
can't hear you, but yeah, pork chop. I definitely think that's him.
We're expecting a holiday engagement. Moving on to Owen Wilson, whose ex-girlfriend Veruni says the actor has never even met his youngest child and is not involved in his little girl's life at all.
Oh man, I feel like wow. It's like I come over. It's like I don't know what to expect.
So she goes on to say that Lila, the little girl, needs a father. He does help out financially, but he's never been about a dad. And that it's very crazy how he keeps getting these father roles. However, he's not a father in his real life.
Shots fired.
Dang, his ex is upset. And Brigitte Nielsen. Now, she was married to Sylvester Stallone. If you've seen Rocky IV, she was married to Drago, the beautiful, she's like tall, blonde.
I will break
she
you.
She also was with Flavor of Love for a little bit. She was on a VH1 reality show. So she's on The Talk yesterday. And they were talking about Las Vegas. We talked about it as well. Madonna got booed for being hours late for her show. And she said, it is not okay. And she told this story about a slap that went down.
And just a little thing, in 1987, I was at a club downtown with her and she kept stepping on my feet. She was very rude. And I ended up giving her a slap across the face. However, she was not being very polite. I remember just six big guys picked me up, and that was fair enough. I mean, I probably shouldn't have done that, and I was out of the club.
And then she went on to get the ultimate revenge on Madonna.
The best part is yet to come. A couple of months later in the south of France, I got back at her for being rude, having a one-night stand with Sean Penn. Oh!
This is what we love when you're here.
So that was Madonna's hubby at the time. I hope they were together, but she never let that go.
I will hump him. Okay, there you go.
Revenge.
Brigitte Nielsen wrapping it up in a very, very sweet way. Mackenzie with the tea this morning here on Joe and Mackenzie. Okay, this could open the, I guess, Pandora's box of possibilities at 833-563-2539. But coming up in about 10 minutes here on Joe and Mackenzie, I have a friend. We've talked about this friend before. His wife doesn't want to play video games. Well, now he can't go to a certain restaurant. He did go with me and some buddies, and she says, oh, hell to the no. She says, it's inappropriate for guys to go eat there alone. You might have an idea of what this place is in your head already. I'll explain what it is and more of her reasoning why. But it's like, do I speak up and do I say something? Should my buddy man up and say something? Or should he just kind of agree that his wife says, no, I don't want you going to this restaurant with Joe and the other guys?
Ooh.
Yes. It's coming up next here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. I want to hear a big woo when this thing drops in, whether you're in the studio or in your car.
Here we go.
Woo! Okay, we kind of missed that one. I'm Ric Flair Jr. over here. Hey, we are Joe Mackenzie. So glad that you're hanging out with us. Something that has never happened before and will make Dare Dice never the same again will happen in about 20 minutes.
Ooh.
Of course, the loser of Dare Dice, that was me last week, will face the box of shame tomorrow, and we'll do that live on Instagram. So you should probably follow us right now, Joe and Mackenzie.
I really hope it's not me because I've already had a real rough morning.
Oh, don't start.
Lose it.
Don't start.
But I did win Song of the Day, so maybe things are on the up and up.
I think you're going to have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Joseph.
So this is a question that I really would appreciate your feedback. 833-563-2539 is the number. I have a friend, and if this sounds familiar from a couple of weeks ago, it kind of is. His significant other, his wife, doesn't really want him playing video games. He's 30-plus years old, and she's like, okay, it's kind of too old for guys to be playing video games. Well, that's fine. Like, we had that conversation. Now there's a new thing, and this kind of bothers me because it's going to cut down on me seeing him. I guess I could change what I do, but me and a group of guys that I have, we're friends, maybe like once a month or so, we'll go out and we'll have a nice lunch or like dinner, either during the week or the afternoon, at a restaurant known for their wings.
Okay. So you'll go to Hooters.
And they're scantily clad women, yes. Well, there's two places that we usually frequent. We'll go to a Hooters or we'll go to a place called Twin Peaks. And yes, they're definitely known for their good food, but also I could see why some guys, or maybe girls too, if that's what you're into, will go there simply because you can sometimes see a lot of skin.
Well, yeah, that's what really differentiates that place from like another joint.
From like a Buffalo Wild Wings, yeah. For example. Okay, I get that. I understand.
On my eighth grade class trip, we all wanted to go to Hooters, and my mom was a chaperone, and she would not let us go. And everyone was mad at me because my mom wouldn't let us go.
How old were you guys?
Eighth grade.
That is ridiculous. Like, obviously, a mom is not going to let a bunch of eighth grade boys to a Hooters.
Oh, they can't.
Like, come on.
See, and this is the, you bring that up, Liv, and you say that, and this is where I want to get into this. And I want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. She got upset, was going over the bills. I guess she, like, they do finances together. She's like, excuse me, did you go to Hooters?
Is that how it was said?
No, but
Hooters.
And he's like, yeah, I go with Joe and some of our friends. And she knows all the guys. It's not like she doesn't know these guys are the bad guys. She's like, I don't feel comfortable with you eating there. Like, you're my husband, and I know you're not going there just for the wings. And I'm like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? It's not like he's going to a strip club to get the wings. It's a Hooters or a Twin Peaks. First of all, I don't care what anybody says. The wings are good there. I'm not saying you can't go other places to get good wings, but the wings are not bad. People right. actually go there because they enjoy the food.
So what was his response?
Well, I mean, sorry, bud, but I mean, he's going to do what she says. He's kind of whipped. Like, I love my wife, Lindsay, and I understand if she doesn't want me to go to a strip club.
Yeah.
Like, she feels awkward. I haven't went in a long time, and if I have, I won't tell her anymore. But I would understand that. But if my wife's like, I don't want you going there, I'd be like, are you kidding me? Am I wrong, though? Like, I'm not mad at my friend, and I'm really not trying to be mad at my friend's wife, but I think this is a big overreaction. And I just feel like this is not the only thing she's done. Like, I mean, I'm not telling the dude to break up with his wife, but it's like, that marriage to me sounds miserable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he could just respect her wishes if she doesn't feel comfortable. I think for women, sometimes it's just, like, embarrassing. Like, oh, I always see your dude hanging out at Hooters. It's like, ugh.
Okay. I mean, I guess, real quick, ladies, who cares then? Like, it's you and your man, right?
Right. Well, and I think, too, like, it's different if this guy is by himself going to Hooters every single day.
Like, then the lunch
buffet. That's a little weird. But this guy.
Best field trip ever!
This guy going once a month with his, like, buddies, I don't see what's wrong with this. I think this girl sounds very controlling and insecure.
Okay. 833-563-2539. Grant, you're on Joe McKenzie. You ever go to a Hooters or, like, a Twin Peaks restaurant?
Yeah. So I had my birthday there when I was in probably like sixth grade, and I didn't think it was a problem.
In
all my
sixth
family was
grade?
There. Yeah.
That's insane.
Grant, I wish we were friends when we were younger.
We actually had a group therapy where a mom was so embarrassed because her kid, like, she wouldn't let someone go to a birthday party because they didn't want to put Hooters on the invitation because it just wasn't appropriate.
Then why don't you just put the actual address? And just do that. Myra, you're on Joe and McKenzie. Thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. What'd you want to say?
I just think that if she really has a problem with him going to that restaurant, then she must be really insecure about herself. Like, it's just a restaurant. There's no issue. Like, why? Why is it even an issue?
Well, that's what I'm trying to understand. And I mean, to be fair, I know I'm talking about on the radio. She doesn't listen to the show, so I don't think it's going to get back to her. I'm not worried about that.
Like,
but
though,
I think it is an insecurity, though.
I don't think it is, though. I don't think everyone should always turn it on her that she's insecure. If she doesn't like the vibe of it, she thinks it's like to be real. She wants him to class it up a little bit. Then he should.
Well,
I mean, you can't turn it on her. Every time a woman has a problem with something, you can turn it around. Like, if like Lindsay doesn't want you to go to a strip club.
I would do it with a guy, too. I would say the other way if it was reversed.
But if Lindsay doesn't want you to go to a strip club, that's your wife. Respect it. Don't be like, oh, my God, she's so insecure. Like, that's just such an easy get out.
But I think something
like. But it's the
truth.
No, it's not. She doesn't want you lusting over other women because you're committed to her. And that's the wife. That's the woman you chose. Respect it.
But also, like, why should the wife have to like have the guy like in a ball and a chain, like you better not lust over them? A guy can go to Hooters and not lust over these women. I'm sorry, I've been to a Hooters before and there's been no attractive women there. It's just a job, like,
but
they're serving. So it's like, I don't expect my boyfriend, every time he sees a woman with cleavage or a big chest, to automatically be lusting over her. Also, there's women that wear low-cut shirts, have more cleavage out than some of these girls in Hooters.
Let me ask
just
you this,
a day-to-day
though.
Life.
Hold
Let's
on, McKenzie.
Be real.
Can
I
you...
have to ask Liv something. Would your parents be proud of you if you worked at Hooters?
Hold on. I want to find out the answer after this. So
okay.
Hang on.
Okay.
I want to take your calls, too. 833-563-2539. I hope at the end of this, I get invited to Hooters for some free food today. That'd be awesome.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Let me catch you up real quick about what's going on because, woo, we are buzzing in the studio and about to talk to you at 833-563-2539. I have a friend. He's a good guy, and he has a good wife. Just, I have a problem because everything I do with the guy, it's getting shut down. We can no longer play video games together because she says he's too old for that. And we went to an establishment, might have heard of, called Hooters, and she saw that when they were doing their monthly bills, like, what were you doing there? And he's like, oh, I went with Joe and a couple of people. She's like, that's disrespectful. I don't think you're not going there for the wings. You're going there for other things. Mackenzie, just before we took a break, you had a question for Liv. Can you repeat the question again? And Liv,
so
I'd like your answer.
I was saying, I think that, like, with your wife, Lindsay, we've talked about this, like, you should respect your woman's wishes. If she doesn't feel comfortable with it, I think you should be respectful. Everyone always turns it on the girl that she's being insecure. And so I asked Liv if her parents would be proud of her if she worked at Hooters.
Right, which one I want to point out, I don't understand the relevance between my mom and my dad being proud of me working at Hooters and also a woman being insecure in a relationship because she doesn't want her man to go there.
Because you guys are saying that Hooters, there is an association with Hooters.
What?
You're like, there's no big deal. The girls are da-da-da. I'm just saying it isn't, there's a certain sophistication level. Like,
right.
I would not want my little girl growing up working hard. I want her to go to school. I'd rather her be an attorney. I'd rather her be a nurse. I'd rather her do something like that than work at Hooters.
1,000%.
And you're lying. If you say, no, I aspire for my daughter to work at Hooters.
I don't think anyone's saying that. And my parents would not be proud if I was working at Hooters because they would never want me to work at an establishment that accentuates someone's brass. But I wouldn't care if my boyfriend went to Hooters.
Okay. I would love to have my daughter work there one day. Tiana, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What do you want to say?
So I wanted to actually agree with McKenzie. Because I do think that a lot of people kind of turn it on some potential insecurities of the woman. But like I was telling Pork Chop, there are places with good wings that probably won't invoke those feelings for her. And if you're her husband, I mean, you should probably be willing, you know, give and take. And you can still have your good wings without having to go to, you know, somewhere like Twin Peaks or Hooters.
Let's go to Leah this morning, listening in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. Leah, what do you think?
I was just kind of saying that it's not about, you know, like the guys going there, whatever. It's some of the girls that work there. I mean, they make their money off of how they flirt. They put in, you know, like unnecessarily touching people, which may not be a big deal if you just go in there like once or every once in a while. But if you become like a regular at places like that, I feel like, I mean, just kind of like, you know, other people have said that you're like getting feelings or you're getting, you know, attention from women at places like that you shouldn't be looking for if you're married. And I also agree. I don't think that the woman should get, I guess, put upon or whatever because she knows what kind of women work at places like that. And not all of them are like that, but a lot of them are.
Leah, you're so tight with money, Joe, that like I would be shocked that that's not fair for Lindsay to be like, I don't want you paying these women extra money to flirt with you and make you feel good. They just want your money.
But that's
where
everybody, though.
I can't spend my money. Like, they don't like you. They just want tips.
That's of course, and some people don't get that. But that's just a good server or a dude, whoever. Porkchop, whether he flirts or not, is charming it up, whatever you want to call it. And these girls aren't whooping out a boob like, oh, sorry about that. It's just they're being cute and giving you attention. Any time in life when somebody validates you and makes you feel good, of course you like it. It's just a smart way to make the money.
Also, there's no way I'm believing that Joe's actually tipping these girls 20%. He's so cheap.
I tip dudes 20%, and I don't get anything out of it, okay? 833-563-2539. Let's go to Katie and Indy this morning on Radio Now 100.9. What up, Katie?
Hi. I just wanted to say that maybe Joe's friend is not, like, complimenting his wife enough or reassuring her enough that, like, she is, like, his number one because, I mean, if he wants to go out with his friend somewhere, she should have no insecurities about where he's going, period.
Okay, that's actually a really good point. I didn't even think about that, Katie. Hey, thank you for calling us. Well, let's go back to Houston with Hannah. Hey, Hannah, what'd you want to say?
Hey, so in my opinion, I don't think it has anything to do with insecurity. I think you need to flip the switch a little bit and kind of put things in perspective. If your partner, if there was an equivalent for, you know, your partner, female, male, whatever, where there was men walking around with no shirts on, with nice bodies and, you know, tight shorts or Speedos or whatever, eating a meal, quote unquote. I don't think that it has nothing to do with insecurity. It's more of a level of respect, I think.
I wouldn't care, though, if my wife was there. I mean, they could even drizzle barbecue sauce on themselves as long as my wife's not doing anything with them.
You are already insecure. You've said it on the show. So if Lindsay was going out with her friends all the time to see other hot guys and then coming back, she asked you not to go.
I'm physically insecure of myself and of my body, but I trust my wife.
But it wouldn't help that you're already insecure about your body and then your wife is going to a place to see hot guys. That's going to make you feel like crap.
It don't bother me. As long as she's not hooking up with him, unless she brings some wings home, then that's acceptable. Because daddy loves his wings. Let's wrap it up with Brittany this morning. There's so many calls. We're going to take this to Facebook. Listen, I got low standards. My wife can, whatever. Radio Now 100.9 in Indy and Radio Now Houston is where you can join in on Facebook. Brittany and Indy will wrap up with you. What you want to say?
I don't think there's any problems with it. If you're going to tell a guy not to go to Hooters, you might as well tell him not to go to a swimming pool because you show off more skin there. But I think of the thought of it doesn't matter where you get your appetite as long as you eat at home.
Mm-hmm, Brittany. That's right. Dine in, baby. Thank you for calling us.
Hey, my mom just texted me and she heard me say how she wouldn't let my 8th grade friends go to Hooters. And she was like, see, Garrett, didn't you turn out to be a good, responsible boy? I was like, yeah, maybe I would have been straight if I could have went to Hooters in 8th grade.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
It happens. If you don't take a boy to Hooters, he doesn't know what to do.
We love Mama Pork Chop.
I know. I'm just kidding, Mom. I love you. I'm happy with who I am.
Now it gets serious. No friends in this zone. It is Joe McKenzie, and we are live on Instagram. Who is the woman behind the camera today? Well, it's none other than intern Chloe Money. Chloe Money, shake the camera so you can wave at us. Oh, there we go. My mic went out. That was random. Cool. We are going to do it. Now, there's a change. Does everybody know the change? I told some people, but do you guys know what we're doing today for Dare Dice? Things will never be the same.
Strip dice.
Yes.
After our sexual harassment meeting of 2 hours yesterday.
That's something we need to talk about later. Woo! All right. I am reaching into the box of shame because inside of the box of shame is something that we've never done before.
Is there an animal in there? Can it eat me? Oh!
Ah! No, there's nothing in there. Hold on. All right, the lid is off. Putting my hand inside of the box.
And it is. Is it candy?
Ladies and gentlemen of the Joe and McKenzie Show, and for your listening pleasure, I present to you two dice!
Double die, baby! It's double die!
Ladies and gentlemen, we now have real die. We got rid of the love and relationship thing I got from a wedding. Oh, gosh! Oh no!
He dropped. You got a two!
You got a two!
No!
That's your roll!
No. Pick up that other dice, please.
He dropped one of the dice on the floor. The other one rolled a two, so we think that should be your score.
No. So it's going to work this way, if everybody's okay with it. You're going to roll both dice. You're going to roll both dice, and the combined number is your number. So it could be variable. You could roll a 2. You could roll a 12.
Wow, this is mind-blowing.
I think it gives you a chance.
Okay, I get it.
What's wrong?
I feel like the odds are better with this.
Well, in theory, you're going to have a higher number.
Do you want us to roll simultaneously, or should we do one and then the other?
Ooh, I never even thought about that.
Yeah. Okay,
we'll do that. So we got to get to it. Who wants to go first?
Me.
All right, Pork Chop, one dice at a time.
Okay.
I call
roll
second.
One.
I'm
roll
going
one.
Second.
All right.
First die.
A 3.
Oh. That's not terrible. It's not a 1.
It's not good.
Okay.
I wouldn't have wanted to roll
second.
A 3.
Come on.
Come give him a 2.
Baby.
Give him a 2.
Oh. Oh.
7, so he's got a 7.
He rolled a 7. That's not bad.
Well, he rolled a 3. A 4.
3 and then a 4, so he's got 7.
All right, McKenzie, I kind of like this. Let us know, by the way, too. Comment on IG Live if you like what's going on, if you like the new style we're doing today for Dare Dice.
Can you hear the die?
Oh, I can hear him.
Die?
Okay. One at a time, though.
Okay.
Just one die. What is it?
2!
Is it 2?
It's not good.
Ooh, that's not good.
Come on, baby. I'm
so
still
wait.
Alive.
You need to roll a 6 to beat him.
5 to tie me.
Oh,
okay,
no. It's a 6! Ah!
6!
Yes! Yes! I wasn't sure for a second, but it was a 4 or 6.
All right, I'm going to go
good.
Back.
You're good. Live the web girls up. Okay. All you got to do is tie or beat seven.
I'm so relieved.
That was intense. That
the
was
first
intense.
Dice okay. is about to roll. I love this. Good idea, Mackenzie. It's a two
for Live the Web Girl.
Oh, you need at least a five to have a roll off. It is a
four. Live got six. Live got six. Live got six. Live got six.
Now it comes down to Joe. Liv is going to have to face the box of shame unless Joe rolls a five
or a six. I feel like I'm going to roll a six right now, and I'll be okay.
One at a time.
First dice. Six. I rolled a six. I rolled a six automatically.
No!
Automatically, we know that Liv the Web Girl is the Lehu Zahar.
Unless you roll that die and it lands on its point.
Yeah, just for fun, just for kicks, roll the second one.
We could make a thing where that if it falls on the ground, it's no points.
Yes, yes. Okay,
like there's
okay.
sharks let's down there.
Okay, here we go, here we go. A three! All right, you couldn't see that unless you were on Instagram Live. Liv just knocked my dice off. But that's a three. Ladies and gentlemen, the loser with a six.
Oh, man.
Man, oh, man.
I feel terrible because I know it's going to have something to do with the snow because it's...
We do have snow in Indy.
It's snowing, and she's physically probably going to have to do something in the winter wonderland.
Nude snow angels. That's right. No. Oh, you know what we can do?
What?
You guys ever see that one? Is it Christmas? What is it? The Christmas Story?
Put your tongue on something.
Yes.
See if it freezes.
No.
Ooh,
no,
what that
no.
tongue do? Let me
no.
see your tongue. Oh, wow. No. That tongue is
I'd
going to.
I didn't even stick my tongue out for those of you on Instagram Live.
It's called radio. Not, go along with it.
I'm not sticking my tongue on anything.
We'd have to call the fire department.
Exactly.
Hey, well, I know people that work in the fire department. Okay, tomorrow. Unless you have a suggestion, let us know. I think Liv will put her tongue on a pole.
Yeah, we need a bunch of stuff to put in the box of shame.
All right. Well, hey, Liv the Web Girl, congratulations.
Oh, wow, thank you. I'm so honored and pleased to be doing this.
Oh, well, I'm so glad to hear that. Whoa, 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 man. Turn that music down. You're harshing my mellow. Hold on a second. Hey, good morning. It's Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and the question is 833-563-2539. Well, I guess I should say that's the number. The question for you is, do crystals have healing power? I read this story on the Daily Mail, and I want to talk to you, and I want to talk to everybody on the show, too. Gwyneth Paltrow, Victoria Beckham, Kim Kardashian, just to name a few, have given a lot of appeal, I guess, from celebrities for crystals, and they share how they boosted their health, their happiness, and their success. And there's a woman named Heather. She's 52, and I guess she's a big pioneer in the modern crystal healing thing. I don't know if you call it a business or what. She's dedicated nearly 30 years to studying the power of Earth's minerals, learning from healers around the globe, and working with thousands of clients with the goal of demystifying the world of crystals. This is what she says. She says, crystals are a tool. They are something we can utilize like meditation to tap into ourselves and to get to know ourselves better. They help us take action in our lives. She says, I'm not saying to pray to a crystal. It's not a religion. Crystals are a form of energetic medicine that we can use to make our lives better. And this is what she says. There's something that, I guess, like frequency, and maybe Mackenzie, I think you know a little bit about crystals, but she says people often refer to the frequency of which a crystal can emit vibrations, which your body will try to match, supposedly shifting mental and spiritual blockages that you may be having. If you pair a personal goal with a corresponding crystal, it should amplify the energy of your intention, thus bringing on better health if you want to be healthier, success if you want to be successful, and so forth.
Right. So basically, it's kind of like it's just how you do your spiritual practice. I really am trying to get better at meditating, calming my mind. So there are healing properties with crystals. And so when you get your like a crystal or something and they're specific to what you're trying to attract, what you're trying to manifest, you hold it in your like I put mine in my hand. You close your eyes, you take some breaths, and it's just kind of harnessing that energy. And it's just like a component to it. So like I have a rose quartz, which is like the love stone. Or if you want to do, they have like a money stone or the stone of opportunity. It's all kind of just getting that energy flowing. So if you felt like stuck in your life, and I'm not like, crystals, like I'm not a crazy crystal person at all, but I am very much into affirmations, having a vision board, because you're not going to hit your target if you have no idea what you want in your life. So you need to extreme focus on what you want and where you're going. This just helps you kind of get in the zone.
Does anybody else know more about crystals? Like, do you use them? Are you a crystal expert or healer? Do you think it's like all like kind of weird and makes no sense to you? Maybe you're a little skeptical. 833-563-2539. To me, it's the modern day pet rock.
Well, it wouldn't work for you because if you don't believe in them or that they do anything, then it's all about, it's the energy. Like if you kind of felt stuck in your life, it's stagnant, it gets things flowing again.
So like if I get, hold on.
Seriously.
So if I get a rock that's good for money, I'll start making some money?
Well, it's the intention. You have to like attract the money into your life. You have to open the flow. A lot of people accumulate wealth, and then when they have wealth, all they do is freak out about losing the wealth, and guess what happens? Then they lose the wealth. It's all like, it's all connected. So you have to have a mindset of abundance.
I feel like I have a food crystal because there's plenty of that in my life. Chops, what do you think about this?
Well, my opinion has kind of changed in the last couple days because my boyfriend believes in crystals, and we have one in my house now.
Which kind, do you know?
I don't. It's
what color is it?
It's pink.
And it's, maybe it's a rose quartz for love.
It's kind of big, and it's like cut in the middle, so you could like see the inner crystals. And I just thought it was a decoration, so I was like, "Oh, that's a nice decoration." And he's like, "No, like it gives good energy in the room." And I was like, "Oh."
See, I'm all about vibes because you can tell, like, when you walk into a room, you bring an energy with you. Or sometimes people, you know, you interact with someone, you're like, "Ugh," like I don't know what it is about them, but you can feel an energy about someone that you want in your life or you don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Liv was going to say something. Poor chap. Poor chap's like, quiet.
Well, I think, and I study a lot of this. So basically, the way to get something into your life, you have gratitude for what you have now. And then with all this, the teachings I've studied, it's like you have to act as though you have it now. So like your current situation is not, you have to go beyond that. So like you should act, how would you feel if you had all the money that you wanted? How would you feel if you had the love of your life? How would you feel if you had reached that success? You have to feel those feelings now, and then the rule of attraction is that it comes to you.
Courtney, you're on Joe and McKenzie. You kind of heard McKenzie, what she said. What do you think?
Really, all I think is actually is the spirituality of the person. If you project positive into your life, you're going to get positive. If you have a negative person, that's all you're going to get in return. I do believe in the whole entire vibing of people. There was actually a story of when I was meeting someone, and it was just not a good vibe for me. I even told all my friends, I was like, something's wrong with this person. I don't like him. And I could be friends with a tree.
right.
So with meeting him, I actually found out later on that he was actually like a child molester. And none of my other friends knew about it. But I was like, guys, all I had was a bad feeling about him. But there were the crystals. It's really all about belief. And if you really can actually tap into that energy of the crystal. Not only that, it has to be a legit crystal.
So, Courtney, let me ask you this. If my boyfriend has one in the house and he believes in it and I don't believe in it, then what's going to happen? Is it going to work?
If he doesn't believe in it, then it's literally one of those things of seeing to believe. Like, he actually has to do it himself and see if he can actually try. Some people cannot even tap into their spirituality of themselves.
Yeah, it's incredible. So there's nothing more attractive to me. It's like someone's energy. Like, it's so, like, you know when there's just someone, maybe they're not even, like, the hottest on the planet.
Guilty.
You're like, dude, oh my gosh, I just, that person, like, I'm so vibing with them. I'm so attracted to them. That is their energy.
How's my energy?
You have sometimes a nervous energy. Like, you come in and I can tell when you're, like, and then you chill out. And when you're more relaxed, you have a much smoother, nicer energy.
What's my energy?
You have a good, since you've been in love, your energy has totally shifted.
It's been disgusting.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Turn it down.
Your
whatever
energy
that energy is.
No, to the better, because he's like, he kind of radiates love.
I'm coming to your apartment today and I'm breaking that crystal. There's too much of it.
No,
it's
maybe
too,
we
it's
should.
It's too powerful.
Maybe we should bring it here.
I'm just very receptive to people.
Okay. Well, hey, if you guys want to get me a rock or a crystal for my birthday, I'd be interested.
Crystal meth?
All right, listen, buddy. I don't know what you're
like
on today.
I was like out of left field.
But you need some help.
Do you like your teeth, Joe, or you don't need those? Or
I like my teeth. Why? Oh, yeah, the whole crystal meth. Wow, poor chap. That's the Awkward Moment of the Day award. To be honest, I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to turn the song a little bit louder. Joe and Mackenzie, yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Play the piano. Thank you. All right, good morning. We are Joe Mackenzie, and we love you. We don't say that because, like, we want something from you. Like, we legit, kind of creepy, holding on too long, love you.
That's right. We don't like you. We love you.
Mm-hmm. All right. I know everybody's like, too early, too early. No, it's not. Thanksgiving plans are in full effect. And I'm wondering, everybody in the room here, myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Grill, and producer Porkchop, are there any dinner conversations that you are kind of worried about that might lead into fights?
At Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes, because I think there's one that everybody thinks that's the obvious one, which they say is not the number one thing people are fearing this Thanksgiving to talk about. But I mean, among yourselves,
usually politics. Not myself, but usually I would say the top rated ones would obviously be politics or religion.
Politics,
right?
Is number two. It's not the number one thing that people are worried about this holiday season.
Ooh.
With my family, what I'm worried about this holiday season, I'm not going to bring up politics, and I'm not going to bring up moving in with my boyfriend, because both of those topics will end in some sort of argument.
I've only been dating my boyfriend for a month, so I can only imagine they're probably going to have a ton of questions for me.
Oh, is he coming up with you guys?
No, I'm going to his family's on Thanksgiving.
Ooh, he's meeting the fam.
Is there one thing you're like really worried about that might come up out of all the possible scenarios? Anything in particular, or just the whole idea just scares you?
Kind of scares me. I'm going to make some baked ziti, though, so hopefully if I make it really good, if they ask me a question, I'll just want some baked ziti.
Hey, eat of this and put it in your mouth.
What's that to love about you, though, Chops?
I don't know.
833-563-2539. For you, your friends, your family, what's the one thing you're like, oh, gosh, I hope this does not come up, because you know it'll start a fight. And it doesn't have to be politics. For example, the number one thing that I found in this little survey they did, they say that it's actually longstanding family tension.
Oh,
so whatever,
yeah,
there's tension behind the scenes has been waiting to boil up. Not to put it all out there, but does anybody on the show have any family tension?
Yes, I had family tension that I squashed purposely before the holidays, because you want it to be not awkward and just, you know, get things on the table.
There's always, it's very tense around Thanksgiving, because one year my sister Natalie made the turkey and it was the saltiest thing in the entire world and no one could eat it. And we bring it up every single year. And every single year she gets so mad and says that she didn't cook it. It was someone else in the family, but we all know it was her.
So one of my sisters, her nickname's Cake Drop, because she literally has dropped every birthday cake when she gets the duty of like carrying it, and we're like, happy birthday. And now it's hilarious. And I want her to drop another cake.
Hold on. How many cakes has she dropped?
Like three?
No,
four.
After two, you've lost
time,
the ability to carry
but
cake.
But it's hilarious. Now, one time, my parents have a little white dog, and the icing was hot off the cake.
Whoops, sorry.
It's awesome, though. What a great memory.
Okay, well, for me, I have something, and it is kind of family tension related. I just put it all out there. My mom was married to this guy who was my stepfather, and they actually got married just before my dad passed away, so like 10 or 11 years ago. And the dude was really cool. Something happened, he snapped, and he was a whole different guy after he lost his job, and he was never the same. Very verbally abusive to my mom, and if I could, I'd punch the guy's teeth, and that's how much I can't stand him. Well, eventually they got divorced, okay? The guy went after and sued my mom, tried to take some of her money. Because he's like, well, I don't have any money, because he's like medically or whatever, retired. So he pretty much doesn't have money. His family doesn't like to help him out. So my mom eventually divorces him. He's out of the house. He sues her, wins, gets some money. So takes that out of my mom's retirement, which I don't care if I get any money, but it's my mom needs that, because my mom takes care of my grandma. Guess what? Guess who's at her house right now?
No.
Swear.
Why?
My mom's an enabler. I could go on all day about this. I don't want to trash my mom a bunch, but it's just talk about tension. Like, I
you
love my mom.
You have to see him at Thanksgiving?
He'll be there, but I'm not going to Thanksgiving. I'm going to stay home with my wife, Lindsay. We're staying in town. But for Christmas, yeah, around the time, I'm going to, that's because I'm off around Christmas before and after, I'm going to have to go see him. And it's just like, oh, that for me, I don't know about anybody else, but that is, I would say that's family tension. I don't care. We could talk about Trump or Biden,
rather,
whoever's running politically. I don't care about president. That don't bother me, whether I agree or disagree with you.
Why do you, or do you think that they're going to get back together?
I don't think they're going to get remarried, but they are practically living together. He's back in the house. He stays there.
After he sued her.
took money out of her pocket, which she doesn't have. Yes. Dude, you want to wonder why I'm dysfunctional? Hello.
What does your brother say?
We love our mom. We don't give up on our mom, but it's like she's going to, you can't change somebody. Yeah. If they're going to make bad decisions their whole life to help other people out. And like the one thing I hate, she's like, well, Joe, what would Jesus do? I'm like, well, I don't think Jesus would let somebody do that, like do them wrong 20 times. Like maybe one time, but like not that many.
So you have to kind of pump yourself up like, okay, how am I going to act in this situation? Or am
because I could totally be like a turd and I legit would like to physically hurt this man because of what he's done to my mom and put her through. Like, but I have to contain myself and realize jail's not a good look for me.
Right. Are you just going to kind of give him not the silent treatment, but just not really pay him that much attention?
I'll be cordial and I'll engage in him like a little bit, but I'm not going to say anything that I don't want to actually have to say to him. I'm going to do the bare minimum, and that's pretty much about it.
I hate that for you. I want you to enjoy your holiday. Enjoy your mama.
I will. It's just you have to accept certain people. So, but that's kind of my thing. Sorry to take it there, but I kind of see how that could be number one because I have it.
Hey, you know what I hope doesn't happen at my Thanksgiving?
I'm not part of the family?
No! You don't act right, you're not part of the family!
Whoa! McKinsey on Radio Now. Viral video.
I do remember that, where the guy freaked out and flipped the table over.
That's the best. Liv, you haven't seen that?
No, I haven't.
All right, well, hey, why don't you, Pork Chop, put a little clip of that up on our Instagram or something so people could swipe up and see Pork Chop's family Thanksgiving, okay? This is a very, very tough thing to talk about. Men, I would say listener discretion because this might bring some bad memories up. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, and I want to know two things. Guys, when did you get hit in the nuts? Ladies, when did you accidentally, it better have been accidental, otherwise that's a crime, did you hit the dude in the twigs and berries? This is a true story, and this is why you should always wear a cup when you're doing any kind of athletic activity if you're a guy. A lacrosse player was not wearing a jock strap. He fractured both of his... Oh, I can't even say it.
Nads?
Yes, after being hit...
Berries? Like the twig and berries?
He was hit in the junk by a ball on a high-speed pass in lacrosse. At home that evening, the pain in his man area got worse. He went to the hospital. Doctors did a scan, and they found both of his nuts were fractured. I didn't even know you could fracture that.
I didn't either.
They kind of say it's like a hard-boiled egg. Like the idea.
Oh, my God.
Like if you crack the egg
it's
part.
It's a terrible visual.
It is. And that's why imagine guys being in pain when you hit them in their junk. 833-563-2539.
I have to ask Liv something.
Want to hear about these stories of you getting hit in the junk or if you accidentally hit somebody else in the junk.
I want to ask Liv something. Okay, girl, do you ever feel, and do you ever feel like guys are overreacting?
I 1,000% think that guys are overreacting.
Because we know it hurts, but when they're like, like you chopped off their leg.
Exactly. I think that they definitely are overreacting, but I also think that men have a lower pain tolerance than women. So I think like they think it's the worst pain in the world, but they have no idea what like menstrual cramps feel like.
True that, or having a baby. Okay, exactly. Interesting. I just feel like, okay, so I have experienced
this. How dare both of you try to diminish all the pain that me and Porkchop have experienced in our life.
I don't know if you guys knew this about me.
What?
But you have nuts?
No. I played racquetball in college as a course, and my partner was the sweetest random little guy, like partner. So we're up in there playing racquetball, and I have my racket, and I'm just going to get this, and I missed the ball and right between his legs, and I whacked him like it's so hard. He was like, oh! No! Was like, but the crazy part is he like wanted to be my partner the next day again.
No, I would like get away from me, crazy lady. Don't you dare come near me.
I felt so bad, and he was a little guy.
833-563-2539. Sorry to bring up trauma, but we want to know when did you get hit in the junk or who'd you hit in the junk? Anthony, thank you for being so brave to call in. I'm sure it's tough to talk about what happened.
Well, we were playing basketball.
I was in eighth grade, and I kind of rebounded the ball and fell. When I fell on another, the guy I was playing against, he put his knees up to kind of block me from hitting him, and I landed straight on his knees, and I just passed out. That's all I remember.
Oh my gosh.
They woke me up about 10 minutes later, and I was just very sore, so I was done. I was out for like 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Playing basketball.
So can you explain to Mackenzie and Liv that a guy getting hit in the junk is one of the most painful things in the world?
I would rather have been shot than honestly, I would rather have a gun shoot me than do that again. That was horrible.
Jeez. Wow. Anthony, thank you for calling. Women never say that. I'd rather be shot than give birth. So
well, that's because you get a baby at the end. Like, you have a payoff when you get hit. I mean, it's just
And you know why it hurts guys so much? Because we're so emotional. We know we may not have a baby because we've been hit there.
True. I don't even know how to describe the pain. Like, I can't. It's indescribable.
Like, when has it happened to you? When's the last time?
I mean, I just can't.
He's like, oh, when hasn't it happened?
Every time I accidentally sit on him, you know? It's just like, oh, no.
I can think of one time distinctively in high school. I was playing volleyball, and it's just the way the volleyball fell, like how it just came straight down and just, like, rolled and... It came out, like, it came very hard, and I don't know, I was on the ground in pain. My gym teacher was like, ah, get up, you pansy. And I was like, no, dude, like, you don't get it. Like,
just rub it, you'll be fine.
I think I told the student counselor about him. I was pretty ticked, because, like, I was in severe, severe pain.
Wow.
He just put some icy hot on it. You'll be okay, son.
Mm. I was good in 30 minutes, but...
I mean, all right, well...
How do you describe it, though, Joe?
Yeah, exactly. We have no idea what it feels like, so...
It's intense pain. I would say it's so
equivalent
painful.
It's a weird...
I've broken my collarbone before, and I would say... I shattered my collarbone. I got tackled in gym playing football. I would say that the collarbone lasted longer, but the pain of getting hit really hard in the nuts... is the equivalent of a broken bone.
I've had kidney stones, and I feel like getting hit in the nads hurts worse than kidney stones.
Hmm. All right, well, I like how no women are calling in to admit their crimes against man. So thanks, ladies, for not being honest about all the harm you've done to us.
Wow. I think it would be kind of fun, just for kicks, just like kick a guy just to see what happens.
You have issues. You truly,
no, like someone that
truly
made you really
do.
Like, haven't you ever just, like, remember when I wanted to slap someone across the face and you let me slap you across the face?
Face
I
is
just
different
wanted
than nuts.
To feel what it felt like.
I think we should put this in the box of shame.
Yes, honey. Let's
yeah.
do it.
So, yeah, for you tomorrow.
Yeah. No, for you guys.
We'll kick Liv in her nuts. That's what we'll do. Come here, Liv. I'm going to give you a big old kick. We have Allie on the phone, and she's brave to admit her crime against a man. Allie, what did you do?
It was an accident, but...
Sure it
disclaimer.
Was.
Disclaimer.
It doesn't sound like it was, but I swear it was.
What'd you do?
So, I'm in high school, we're in gym class, this guy's giving me a really hard time, and I was kind of like, I kind of said something like, yeah, well, we'll just see about that, or like, I'll talk to you about that later. And I went to like make, you know, like a really big exit, and I swung my gym bag over my shoulder, and I clocked him. Like, it had to have been... like the corner of my gym bag caught him just right, and he went down to his knees. So everyone thought that I did it on purpose.
That is hilarious. So that is so extra. Like your grand exit, you sling it over your shoulder and
right?
then knock him down.
Especially at 16, you know, everything's a really big deal.
Wow, Allie,
I like that it still makes her giggle.
You are sound like a serial killer laughing about that. Hey, thank you for calling in to Joe and Mackenzie. All right, coming up next, we got your dummy of the day. If you like dumb people doing dumb things, well, then this is for you.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
I saw this story, and I at first thought of Liv the Web Girl because, Mackenzie, I know you like sports, but you're not a huge, I guess, passionate sports fan that you would get angry about something.
Correct.
Okay. And I know Chops, like, I assume he never has to get angry because all the teams he, like, loses, like, he never gets his hopes up. Like, aww. Did the Jets beat the Giants this weekend?
They did, actually.
Wow, okay. A little
Yay
football
for
there.
Chopsies.
Chops is a huge J-E-T-S.
Jets.
fan. But I know Liv the Web Girl. She knows everything about sports. Matter of fact, she does Liv Sportsman every Friday morning. Well, I don't know if this had happened to you and your guys or not, but things got heated this past weekend. Was a big football matchup. It was Alabama versus LSU. What a great game.
Oh my gosh, that game was so good. I mean, I wanted LSU to win, but at one point I was like, I don't care who wins because this game is so good.
And that's what you want. A guy named Christopher, who's in his 50s, lives in Oregon, and he was watching the big game this past weekend, Alabama versus LSU, with a friend and his guy. I guess he was visiting from Maine, but they were friends growing up, like lifelong, so they had a good connection, but they were rooting for different teams. I'm not sure who was rooting for which team exactly, but apparently they got into an argument during the game because somebody's probably talking trash. Oh, my team's winning, you're losing. And it got so heated that the friend stormed out of the house. So I guess he's like, okay, I'm going to defuse the situation and leave. Christopher, he wasn't done with it. He grabbed his shotgun and blasted the dude as he was walking down the driveway with birdshot. He ended up hitting him in the head and the neck and part of the back. The guy had to get driven to the hospital. Thankfully, his injuries were not life-threatening, so he's still doing okay. He's still around. Christopher, well, he regretted the decision, and he also was arrested for attempted murder, assault, unlawful use of a weapon, and something they call menacing. So that's another term they're throwing on there. And once again, I don't know who was rooting for who, but, I mean, I've been angry at things, and I've wanted to maybe punch somebody, but to grab your shotgun?
See, that's the one thing. I feel like people need to cool their jets, and it's supposed to be, you're watching, it's for entertainment, it's sports. I know people are like, live or die, but like friendships have been ruined over sports teams, which I don't personally understand.
Yeah, that is messed up. That right there is your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
So you guys want to get some Hooters for lunch or what? What are we doing?
I'm down.
All right, it's Joe McKenzie on radio now. We got Jules about to come on in and take over for your midday. What do you got going on with your day, McKenzie?
Well, since this morning I had a very traumatic morning and broke off my windshield wiper, I need to get that fixed ASAP because of the inclement weather. And then I have to go to a doctor's office. I got to go to my girly doctor and get a shot. And I actually...
Wait, is she going to give you a shot there?
What? No, in my arm.
Oh, I'm weird. I don't know.
No, I have to get one in my arm, but I...
Questions are not weird if you don't know the answer.
I fainted last time. Like, I passed out. It was so funny because my little girl had to get, like, her booster shot. I'm like, it's okay. You got this. It's no big. And she did awesome. And then I go in and, like, I get lightheaded and I turn white as a ghost and I start blacking out and I literally faint. So that's going to be really fun.
I love when they draw blood, like they get a vein.
You love it?
It's interesting to me. My mom was a nurse, though. So intern Chloe's nodding her head. Chloe Money knows what I'm talking about.
It's weird. Like, I don't mind them drawing blood, taking something out, but when they're shoving something in and it's burning, I literally go break into a cold sweat.
You might want to see a doctor if it burns, but pork chop.
What?
What do you got going on today?
Your mind's in the gutter, Joe.
I need to finally go get my car registered. Like, I finally have all the proper documentation now, but, like, I don't know how much it's going to cost.
Ooh.
I don't know if I want to, I can... You think I could, like, drop a, hey, I'm Pork Chop from Radio Now. Give me a discount.
Not with the government or, like, the driver. No.
They don't care.
Then I might just have to wait till I get paid again. I don't know.
That is interesting. Like, when you need to do things so you don't get pulled over, but you can't afford it. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, what do I tell the cop?
Maybe you could do, can you do one thing, like, get your tags but not register? I don't know. Could you do half of it? Maybe they have a layaway plan.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll go find out.
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Good luck. Don't get arrested.
Thanks.
Riding dirty over here. Liv the Web Girl, what do you got going on?
I have a dance lesson, and I also am going to train to become an instructor at Cycle Bar. I have another training today, which the lead instructor says that I'm coming to, like, a close to it. Like, she thinks that, like, within the next 2 weeks, I will pass my final test out audition, which is super, super exciting. But I don't know if she's right or
Some
not.
People on the show don't think you're actually doing training for this.
You guys
they think
have
this is
no
like a whole
idea.
Made-up thing.
You guys have no idea how much work goes into this. Like, you have to be on beat the entire time while writing for an entirety of 44 minutes. That's 12 songs. That's 12 different beats that you have to ride along to. And while you're doing that, you also have to be talking the entire time for 44 minutes. You also have to be telling them what gear to be at. You have to be doing gear changes. You have to be doing sprints. You have to be doing tap backs. You have to be doing push-ups on the bike.
Why don't we get one of those bikes in here and you do the show for 45 minutes and do that?
That would be so fun. I have lots of friends that are instructors and other instructors.
We'll put you where Mackenzie's at with that long mic and she'll sit with a shorter mic.
I feel like I would actually kick butt at that. Like being maybe a Pilates instructor because I'm highly motivational and I have like fun stuff to make people laugh and keep going.
I feel like Porkchop and I could come up with a routine and do it too.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not joking. If you guys today, I can find a time where class is not going on.
Oh, I'm busy today.
No,
man.
If you guys want to come so and busy. Do this 12 song compilation that I have to have laid out for this final test audition, if you guys want to even attempt,
why don't you
three songs?
Bring the bike in and pour chocolate.
I would do it. I love it. You guys, you actually would love it.
Bring the bike
you
in studio. Okay.
Come and try it out.
No, bring a bike in.
By the way, poor Liv, she has to face a box of shame tomorrow. We need suggestions. We have to enter more things into the box of shame for dares that she has to do tomorrow. So.
One suggestion I have, just want to throw it out there. You know how it's cold? Mm-hmm. You should put your tongue on a pole.
No.
So he I wants think it's a her idea. To do like the movie The Christmas Story. I'm scared she's going to have like frostbite.
No, we'll have hot water.
That could burn my tongue. That could either severely burn my tongue.
You should have not rolled frostbite. A six then. That's your fault.
By the way, if you missed it, we had two dice. Like the whole game has changed with their dice.
Yeah, it's on our Instagram. You can see it, the IG Live. Go check it out right now. Our Instagram story, I'm sorry. It is Joe and Mackenzie. All right, well, hey, we got to roll on out of here. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer, Porkchop, and intern, Chloe Money, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.